It's painful. Straight away, as soon as you stop moving, your hands and your feet just hurt.
Chapped lips, presumably, frostbite. What sort of injuries did you sustain?
My feet were blistered from day one. My foot looks bizarre. The skin on the bottom of my right foot is just flapping away because it's all feeling off.
Yeah.
It's not a track. I mean, they're trotters. They're not feet at the minute. My stomach just couldn't get to grips with the dehydrated food. It was like ration packs. I had a few stomach issues, which isn't pleasant in that kind of environment. No bathrooms, you know what I mean?
Nice image, Helen. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm a lady, what can I say? And then my face, I had like frostpox on my face, which is just like little white bumps on your face, and apparently they can scar, but I was lucky, I slept with a heat pad stuck to my face and they've gone. So yeah, a few little issues, but nothing too serious, nothing that's going to stick with me.
Were you aware of these things before you set out though, or were there just some things you had no idea were going to happen to you?
I was so naive before I set off. I did not know that what I was letting myself in for, but I think that's a good thing. Sometimes you can talk yourself out of doing things and you can work yourself up into a stew, and you know what, if you just get your head down and get on with it, you know a lot more is possible. If I'd known what I was letting myself in for, I might not have done it, but I didn't, and it was, you know, the best adventure I've ever had.
Ignorance is blister, by the
sounds
of things.
Exactly.
Yeah. The challenge we're doing, fair enough, it's not going to be quite as cold on the Leeds-Liverpool Canal, I wouldn't imagine, but inevitably there's going to be some tricky times. So what was it that kept you motivated?
Because I think you have to remember that you have highs and lows. So when you have a low moment, think, do you know what, there's going to be a high after this. And don't overthink it. Just break it down. Like I used to break each day down into 2 hours, and believe in yourself. You know, once you start to entertain the idea you're not going to do it and it's difficult and all that, then you talk yourself out of it. So you have to just be really strict with your brain. And also, I've met so many people through Sport Relief that you have to get some perspective. And am I sleeping outside by the side of a dual carriageway on the streets of Uganda without a home ever since the age of 6? No. Yeah. Get a grip, Helen, and have some perspective.
There's two things for me. I keep thinking of the finish line for Catherine and myself. And I've also noticed too that I'm not listening to music or doing things that I thought I would do in my training. I'm sort of doing it bareback, and I'm finding that just taking in the moment is working for me better. Did you find that, Helen?
Yeah, I mean, it was weird because although there's nothing to see from the 83rd degree, it's just vast white snow, it's also really stunning. It's weird because there's not a lot to see, but there's a lot to look at. I was watching the snow, just the patterns in the snow. I was looking at the clouds in the sky. You have to just appreciate what's around you and distract your brain however you can. Good luck, stay positive, just break it down into tiny little chunks, go half hours if you can, and don't kill each other.